And welcome to As It Is from VOA Learning English. I'm Faith Lapidus in Washington. Today, we talk about two new smartphone applications, or apps as we call them. They are helping people stay healthy by sharing information more quickly. Many people use iPhone apps for recreation. The most popular apps connect us to social media websites like Facebook and Twitter. Others let us play games, and others find songs we love or share pictures. Today, we will hear about two apps that are helping people stay healthy. One helps people with Alzheimer's, a disease that affects the memory. But first, let us hear about an app that may just save a life. If not yours, then perhaps the life of a loved one. Here is technology reporter June Sims.
Researchers have developed an experimental iPhone application or app that can improve the chances of survival for heart attack victims. The iPhone app is specially designed to identify patients suffering from a heart attack known as STEMI, or ST elevation myocardial infarction. In STEMI, blood flow to the heart is stopped because of a blockage in a coronary artery. Unlike other kinds of heart attacks, STEMIs show up very clearly on an electrocardiogram or ECG. Doctors use such tests to measure electrical activity in the heart. The experimental iPhone app should be a great help to healthcare technicians reacting to a possible medical emergency. They can perform an ECG and then take a picture of the test results with the camera on the telephone. They can then send that information ahead to hospital emergency room doctors. The iPhone app is the work of David Burt and his students at the University of Virginia in Charlottesville. He says the app can help save lives by preparing doctors for the arrival of the STEMI patient.
So a decision made as early as possible in the STEMI treatment process allows the system to ramp up or mobilize so that when the patient shows up, they're, you know, pushed into the cath lab, everything happens, and their artery gets opened.
David Burt and his team tested the app 1,500 times over three American cellular phone networks in a populated area.
If your iPhone at the time that you hit send shows two or more bars, the app is successful in sending an image 94%+ of the time in less than 10 seconds.
The developers are now testing the iPhone app in rural areas where cell phone reception is more problematic than in cities. I'm June Sims.
You are listening to As It Is from VOA Learning English. I'm Faith Lapidus in Washington. Alzheimer's disease destroys the memory. When a person develops Alzheimer's, their family and friends are directly affected. It especially affects those people responsible for caring for them. People with Alzheimer's have difficulty remembering doctor's appointments and when to take medicine. A new app is designed to make caring for Alzheimer's patients easier. June Sims has more.
Alzheimer's disease is mostly a condition of old age. Since life expectancy is getting longer around the world, the number of people affected by the brain disease is expected to triple in some countries by the middle of the century. People with Alzheimer's often have other medical needs that require the services of numerous healthcare professionals. Caregivers often have a hard time keeping up with all the medical information. More and more, family members are being called on to help care for loved ones with Alzheimer's. It is a responsibility for which most people are unprepared. This is why the Hebrew Home, a private healthcare group in Riverdale, New York, developed an iPhone and iPad application called Balance. The app offers caregivers advice on recognizing symptoms and on feeding, bathing, and providing a healthy environment for the patient. It can be bought on the internet for $4. David Pomerantz is Hebrew Home's program development director, and he created Balance.
It's not easy, and we hope this will make it a little easier for people.
The Hebrew Home is a not-for-profit organization that provides care to 75,000 patients throughout New York City.
We're dealing with their family members because, as a philosophy, we feel that we need to care for the caregiver equally in our care needs to the client themselves, since if a caregiver doesn't have the proper supports, they simply can't be a caregiver.
Mr. Pomerantz says the Balance software is designed to let users organize medical and other information so they can easily keep track of the person's health. It helps caregivers manage doctor's appointments and share information with doctors about the patient's daily emotional changes. Interest in the app is not limited to the United States.
It's been interesting to see that we've had apps purchased, you know, from Egypt to the Netherlands to Greece. It's like the United Nations every day to see where people are buying this.
David Pomerantz says software developers are working on a version of Balance for mobile devices using the Android operating system. I'm June Sims.
Thanks, June. And that is our program for this Saturday. I'm Faith Lapidus. For more programs to help you learn English, visit our website, learningenglish.voanews.com. You can also find us on your favorite social media sites, Facebook, Twitter, iTunes, and LinkedIn. Join us tomorrow for another As It Is on the Voice of America.